I am dying, oh Lord. I have heard thy voice. I need to thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arm of faith and be closer, draw to thee. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the precious bleeding side. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 30th, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for today's devotion is He Cares About Your Body. The topic once again is He Cares About Your Body. A memory verse is from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Let's do it one more time. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? Our Bible reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17. And I'm reading the NLT version. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God live in you? God will destroy anyone who destroyed this temple, for God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is, He cares about your body. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The above passage tells us clearly that God wants your spirit, your soul, and body to be preserved blameless until His coming. This is opposed to what many people say about God only cares about our spirit and soul and not our body. God cares about your body, and He wants it to be blameless. He cares about what you wear, how you use your body, and if you get a tattoo or not. He cares as much about your body as He cares about your soul. The truth is, the state of your soul will determine the state of your body. What is inside will show on the outside. Many years ago, I invited some ministers to teach at the Redemption Camp in the Redeemed Christian Church of God Bible College. They told the student that I was too legalistic by placing restriction on how they use their body, and that God only cares about the soul. By the time I got back to the class, the student had believed the people I invited. I needed to convince them otherwise, so I went to get two oranges. One orange was yellow and the other was green. I raised both oranges up in the class and asked, which of these two oranges is ripe? They all pointed at the yellow one. I asked again, how did you know? They said it was obvious from the outside that it was ripe on the inside. With that, I told them, If Christ that you claim to have on your inside is not showing on the outside, it is likely that you do not have Christ in the first place. Whether we like it or not, people look at your outward appearance and make conclusions about Christianity based on what they see you do and your body. If you look like the people of the world, they will believe that you are just like them and that there's nothing special about you. They will not listen to the gospel you are preaching if you are dressed like a harlot or a hooligan. Don't make someone run away from the gospel because of your outward appearance. Keep your body blameless. The reflection. Can people tell that you are born again just by looking at you? This is the end of today's devotion. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see you tomorrow.